Welcome to episode 372 of Fly Away. Here at Outlander Travel, we're passionate about, well, travel. Throughout the years, we've seen many changes to the industry, but one thing has stayed the same is the urge to explore our world and make the connections that can only be made through experience. My name is Lindsay, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents Elizabeth, Donna, and Laura. Our new favorite game here at Fly Away is the old party game, Two Truths and a Lie, but we play the travel edition. So tonight's game is all about one of my very favorite places in the world, French Polynesia. And I'll be giving the team three statements, and they have to try and figure out which one is the lie. Trust me, this is going to be fun. So let's get started. Are you guys ready?
I love this game, and I know nothing about French Polynesia, so I'm going to be terrible at this.
Did you read up and study?
No. Okay. No, I predict Donna or Laura will win this because it will not be me.
Okay. So
you're pretty smart there, Elizabeth.
You're really smart. I have the
magic of video, which our audience doesn't have. So I'm just going to have to look for Lindsay's tells so I can tell.
I'm a really bad poker player. I don't have a poker face at all. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and start.
All right.
So there is no letter B in the Tahitian alphabet. That's number one. The word tattoo comes from Tahiti. And the over-the-water bungalow was invented in the 1960s in French Polynesia on the island of Moorea. Which one is the lie?
All right, I am going to say the lie, I'll just go first, is that there is no letter B in the Tahitian alphabet.
What was the middle one?
The middle one was the word tattoo comes from Tahiti.
I'm going to say a lie.
You're going to say the tattoo is a lie?
And I'm going to be the other one. I'm going to say the over the water bungalow was not invented in the 60s. I think it's much older than that.
So the good news is one of us is right.
Exactly.
Yeah. I like how you guys kind of spread out your odds. So one of us always looks like I know what they're like.
See, if we do that all the time, then we'll really, really be competing.
Okay. So the truth is there are 13 letters in the Tahitian alphabet. All the same vowels as the Latin alphabet, A, E, I, O, U, but only eight consonants, F, H, M, N, P, R, T, N, V. The Tahitian language was purely oral until the 19th century. And you might be wondering, well, if there's no B, how did Bora Bora get its name? It's actually pronounced Pora Pora. But it was likely that the early visitors misheard it, and it's been Bora Bora ever since, which is just the saddest statement of how we change things.
But that is exactly why I thought it was the wrong one. So nailed it.
So the word tattoo does come from Tahiti.
It doesn't come from fantasy.
It does come from Tahiti. It comes from the word tatua, which I know I probably said wrong, and we'll get our first comment about how I'm mispronouncing all of these things, and I'm looking forward to that. but it actually, it's a very important part of their culture, tattoos are, and that's where they originated, so that's where the word came from. And the over-the-water bungalow, it was invented in the 60s in French Polynesia, and it was invented by three Americans. But it was not on the island of Moorea. It was actually on the island of Riotao, which I'm saying wrong, Riotao. And it was three Americans who moved there, and they bought this hotel, and they thought they were gonna get tourists to come, but there was no beaches there. But they had all these beautiful corals and they had all this beautiful water. So they put bungalows out there and then advertise it, and it spread from there. And then they went to Moorea and Bora Bora and had the original hotel was called the Bali High, which was named after the fictional place from South Pacific.
Yep, I wondered about that.
This was like a
oh,
lawyer.
Yeah. lie.
This is three American tourists, a lawyer and a former doctor or something. And it's
people the story that have money.
I remember
to buy properties.
Vaguely reading an article about this a while ago, so I'm gonna have to go back and find it again. But it's actually kind of a fascinating story about how it happened. And now everybody in the world knows that if you want American tourists to come spend their money, all you have to do is put it over the water bungalow somewhere, and we will
They're
be there,
popping up everywhere,
popping up everywhere. So yeah, so that was the lie, only because of the island. I kind of pulled a Sandy on that one.
Yes, so, you did. I was going to say that actually.
Way to go, Donna.
So this one's better. Okay. Tahitian letterboxes are actually for bread deliveries. So the letterbox that's outside of your house. The second statement, it's home to three types of poisonous snakes. And the third, it's home to the world's only coral atoll vineyard.
Somebody else has to go first this time. You have to call on somebody, Lindsay.
Do I? Okay, Laura. Which one is the lie?
It's home to the only coral atoll vineyard.
Donna?
I think I'm complete shot in the dark. I don't think they have poisonous snakes there. Unless they were brought over by other people, and I can't imagine that snakes were really stowaways. Rats, yes. Snakes, no.
All right, so I was going to say snakes, but because we're playing the odds here, I'm going to do the bread deliveries one. I wonder about that vineyard, because it would shock me that grapevines can grow on salt water like that, but maybe they can. I know very little about it, so I'm going to go with the bread deliveries.
Okay. So, actually the letterbox being used only for bread deliveries is completely true. It's a French colony. So you have to remember that. So French bread being delivered daily is a necessity. Whereas your mail, you can just go down and get that yourself whenever you have time. So if you see a letterbox outside of someone's home in French Polynesia, it is meant for bread delivery, not
I'm gonna change my answer to the snakes then. That's the one I want.
Okay. It's home to the world's only coral atoll vineyard. But who would have thought that you could grow grapes on a coral atoll? The French, of course, Vin du Tahiti by the Domaine Dominique Auroy Winery is on the island of Rangiroa. Oh my gosh, why? I've been there. Why can't I say it? A coral atoll in the Tuamotu Archipelago. It's French Polynesia's only wine label. So you can, in fact, grow grapes on coral, which is kind of cool.
Who knew?
So that means the lie is about the snakes. And the reason why the lie is about the snakes is because there are no venomous snakes. There are, in fact, no venomous insects or anything that can kill you besides what is in the water.
it's so close to Australia. They put all the killer animals in Australia.
This is my favorite place in the world. There are no spiders. There are no venomous spiders, no venomous snakes. And this is heaven on earth. This is paradise.
Indeed.
So they came out of the sea, so that's why it's like
paradise did have a snake. P.S. Yeah, paradise.
Okay, all right. So the third grouping, I did four for you guys because I figured you'd breeze through these. There are three sexes in French Polynesian culture. Second statement is the atoll to Teateroa. Is known as Marlon Brando's private island, Teateroa. The tiara flower is a true symbol of Tahiti, worn behind the left ear. It indicates you're single, and behind the right ear, it indicates you are married.
Oh, there's so many opportunities to trick us on this one. Who are you calling on?
You.
Me?
Yeah, Elizabeth.
I'm pretty sure that I have heard that they consider a third gender normal there, which is good. And I know Marlon Brando does have a quote private island there, but I have no idea what it's called. And then that whole left ear, right ear thing, I don't know. You could have reversed it. I'm going to go with the last statement. Some part of that is a lie. I don't know what part of it, but some part of it is.
Donna?
I'm thinking you're right, Elizabeth. I think there's something there.
Those are things that people need to say more often. I think you're right, Elizabeth.
I used to say the three words.
Well, you know, mom is always right. Name. So at least I've trained my kids that way.
Laura?
I think it's Marlon Brando. I think it's a different island.
Final answers. Yep, and we need that. We need the music. Dun, dun, dun. So the atoll Tetaroa is known as Marlon Brando's private island. He first came to the islands while filming Mutiny on the Bounty in 1962, and he married the Tahitian actress Tarita, bought Tetaroa in 1967, and lived there with his wife and Tahitian children for several years. And today the atoll is home to the Brando, which is the most luxurious eco-friendly resort on the planet and arguably one of the most beautiful places in the world. So that is in fact true. So on Tahiti, when you meet men, you will meet women and a third sex known as Mahu or Rei Rei, men who behave or dress like women. They are always regarded as people who combine the best of both the male and female gender, and homophobia is uncommon in French Polynesia. So there are three sexes and have been in throughout their history. So that's true, which means I was lying about the flower. But what was I lying about the flower? Because that is their true symbol.
Yeah, and it's the left ear versus the right ear. Right?
Yeah, it is the left ear versus the right ear. So behind the right ear means you're single, and behind the left ear means you're married. And a fun story to go with this, I didn't find this out until after I had worn my flower behind my wrong ear for a couple hours. Tahiti receives less tourists in an entire year than Hawaii gets in one day, making it one of the most exclusive destinations in the world. The most valuable resource to the economy are the rare Tahitian pearls, only found here. The Tierra Apatahai, which is a variation of that flower I was talking about, is the most mysterious flower in the world, and it only grows on Mount Temahani, on the island of Raiatea. All attempts from botanists to replant the flower somewhere else have failed. It won't grow anywhere else. So what am I lying about?
You gotta call on somebody.
Laura.
I think that number one is wrong about Hawaii and Tahiti.
Okay.
Donna?
I'm going to agree with Laura because I think there are more exclusive destinations in the world. There's definitely, I agree that they receive less tourists than Hawaii, but I think there's some more exclusive places around this planet.
Elizabeth?
Someone to Guam. I'm thinking that's more exclusive, but.
Well, that's got a military base.
I agree with Donna and Laura. I think it's the first one.
Okay. So I'm going to read them again. Tahiti receives less tourists an entire year than Hawaii gets in one day, making it one of the most exclusive destinations in the world. Does that change your? I just wanted to make sure that you're picking on.
Honestly, for me, I'm not sure that it receives less tourists in a year than Hawaii gets in one day. That seems like that's a big statement. So one of the most exclusive destinations wasn't my thing. of course, now that you're reading that again, I'm like, okay, well, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't care. I'm going to stick by it.
Okay. All right.
What was the second one?
The most valuable resource of the economy are the rare Tahitian pearls only found here.
Okay, I'll switch to that one.
All right. So Tahiti, according to the interwebs, who never lie.
Of course not. I read it on the internet.
Does receive less tourists an entire year than Hawaii gets in one day. Now, of course, it was off of 2019 statistics, so maybe it was wrong. But that, according to this little endeavor, was true. The Tierra Apatahai flower, it is the most mysterious flower in the world, and it's kind of a mystical thing of why they've tried everything to grow it elsewhere, and it just won't flourish and won't grow. But the lie was that the most valuable resource to the economy are the Tahitian pearls, because it's not. It's tourism.
Which is weird, because they get less tourists in an entire year than Hawaii gets in one day. But okay. That flower thing is super cool.
Those, like, over the water. So fun side fact about those over the water bungalows. Guess how much those the original over the water bungalows cost per night?
$50.
$30 per couple. And now they're like, I don't know, five, you know, anywhere from $1,000 to $5,000 and on up a night. So yeah, tourism is the most valuable resource of French Polynesia.
Some that are less expensive, because it's expensive to get there too.
Yeah, so it's very expensive to get there. But the we've got some better options now coming out of California than before. But
so who won? Hey, Donna won.
I think Laura won. I think she got two.
I only got one.
But you only got one? I thought you had two.
Yep, Donna got all three of the others.
I think you're all winners.
Oh.
And when I win the lottery, I'm going to take you all the tea. I'm going to take you to
French Polynesia. We're holding you to that. If you don't deliver on that promise.
When I move there, you guys can all come stay with me. But yeah. So that was fun.
Yes.
I hope it didn't bungle up too many pronunciations, so nobody's extremely offended with what I said. But if you are, leave us a comment. That's our show for this week. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. And please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends all about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would really love to hear from you. On behalf of Donna, Laura, Elizabeth, and myself, Lindsay, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.